Hey, Bachelor Nation.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Stephanie.
And this is Reality Hoes Podcast.
Yes, we're switching up the intro.
Yeah.
Let us know how you like our new fancy intro. Oh my God.
How are you, Steph?
I'm not sure. How are you?
I started my period yesterday, so I've been in terrible pain for the past 2 days. And I'm really sick of it, and I strongly considered getting a hysterectomy when I was, like, 17. I'm feeling that same way right now.
And get this.
Tell me.
I ended my period last week on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and then I started it again on Saturday.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Last month, I had a period for, like, 16 days, so I really thought in March I was gonna be good. No period. Nope.
Yeah, I just live in a crazy life over here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, today was Fantasy Suites.
Yes.
I like Fantasy Suites.
I would say it's the most exciting episode.
It can be. Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Whose Fantasy Suites episode wasn't exciting? Peter's was annoying, but it was still, like, drama-filled.
Yeah, yeah.
Who came before Pete?
Hannah. Obviously, that was a great episode.
Oh, my God. And that's when everyone fell in love with Tyler C. Like, wow.
Or what? Oh.
Huh?
Or what? That's what Tyler C. said. When...
Yeah, jog my memory.
At the rose ceremony when Luke showed up and she was saying, yes, you need to leave or whatever. And he said, and Luke's like, get out of my face or whatever he said. And Tyler C. said, or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was talking about the consent king. That Hannah was like, I don't
the most
feel like. Right.
Man.
And he was like, of course. I don't want you to do anything that you don't want to do.
True. I forgot about that.
Respect. See, that's why there has been a lot of hate around Tyler. And I still just keep that in my brain. Like, yes, he looks like a frat boy.
Who's hating on him?
Like, a lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. I stay offline.
Yeah, you spend your 5 minutes on Instagram.
You know, that. I've lowered it for the weekends to 1 minute. I would make it zero, but it wouldn't let me.
Just delete the app.
But, you know, during the work week, I have to have it for work.
Oh,
so.
That's true. But, yeah, so we'll respect and love Tyler for that forever. Before Hannah, Colton had that crazy thing where he sent everyone home right before Fantasy Suites, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was only Cassie. Before that, Becca. Becca didn't really have anything crazy, did she?
I don't know.
Well, anyways.
It was so long ago.
We're talking about Matt James today.
Yes, and all his beautiful ladies.
Yes. And Stephanie. I feel so strongly about who they should pick for next Bachelorette.
Who are you hoping for?
It's between Michelle, Piper, and Brie for me. I love all of them. I think they're all very, like, strong, independent, like, strong-willed women that wouldn't put up with a lot of shit, but also make good TV entertainment. Like, we haven't seen much of Brie or Michelle, but I think both of them have great potential.
Yes, I would like one of those. People are, you know, there are rumors about Katie, but I'm like, she really didn't make it that far.
Mm-hmm.
So they should use one of the girls that made it further.
Right. Especially after pulling Matt out of thin air. Like, he was going to be a contestant, but
yeah.
He didn't end up being a contestant. So I think because, at least pick from the top four. Because of that. Like, at least have the next round of people.
Yeah.
Be experienced with someone that went through the process.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get started.
Okay. So we open with, I guess, people walking, but aside from B-roll, we mm-hmm. open with all three women in the same room again.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I think they started this Peter season, even though they were traveling Peter season.
Yeah. And then they did it for Tayshia.
Right.
Well.
Which makes sense. And now they're continuing it with Matt, which, yep. I mean, kind of makes sense, kind of doesn't. This is a humongous resort.
I know, but I don't even know why they did it, but...
It makes no sense.
I guess for the awkwardness.
Yeah.
But yeah, Michelle gets the first fantasy suite.
Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for her.
Yep.
Would you want to be in the first spot?
I was just thinking, I would not want to be middle.
Me neither. I think I'd want to be last.
Me too, because I'm like... But I'm also like, if you're first and you do anything,
mm-hmm.
then you're the first one out of those girls that did it. And it might... If he hasn't done it in a while and all that tension built up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
it'll come really quick.
And yeah. then he'll be like, oh, she's magical. I love her.
That's true.
But, and if it's like the third night, he might not be in the mood. First night, he's going to be in the mood. But, yeah. Because if you're the first one, he'll probably definitely be really attracted to you.
Yeah.
And if you're the last one, he might be tired or... Whatever, but maybe not.
I don't know. I feel like, oh, you know, save the best for last.
True. And you're the last one on his mind.
Right. You have that opportunity to make the lasting impression.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's either first or last, but not middle.
Not middle.
But if you're like, and if you're with the other people, they probably don't even talk about it, but I would talk and try to see.
Me too!
What was going on to base my... time
yeah
off of that.
I mean, I always think about if we were going into this experience not together, but say we met through this experience. I don't know, Steph, our connection is just so deep.
We would leave the show with each other
probably. Honestly, yeah. But if we both made it to fantasy suites, do you think we wouldn't talk about like every detail? I really think we would.
We would,
right?
To each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about anyone else.
Yeah.
Because when we became friends, it was instant.
It was instant.
Really nothing was off.
No.
Topic. It was, or off.
Off limits.
Yeah,
we could talk about literally anything and we were instantly comfortable with one another.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, enough about us, Steph. We're best friends. We're the best of the best. We know that. Let's talk about Matt.
Okay.
You want to start us off?
His dad was there, which was shocking because he said he was, like, never in his life. So I was like, why would he be here?
Mm-hmm.
But they had a good conversation at the end.
Right.
Anyway.
They definitely went through a journey. And
yeah.
This is when I'm really curious to know how long the conversation actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, we're talking about Peter a lot this episode. But I'm going back to Peter. When he was having that conversation with Maddie outside the place before she met his parents, apparently they talked for like 3 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would have guessed the way their conversation was running around in circles, 25 minutes, tops.
Yeah.
So how long did it take for Matt and his dad? I mean, at first his dad came in like, wow, you're doing really well for yourself. I'm proud of you, you know, all
and
that.
And he's like, this is not his place.
But he still got picked. So
that's true.
He is still doing well
but
for himself.
But he also says he's like, he didn't know how he felt about commitment and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or what did he say? Something about commitment and something else.
Wait, who? Matt?
Yeah. Yeah, going into
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, because
I was like,
of...
Wait, why was he getting...
Because of his relationship... Well, because of his parents' relationship.
Yeah.
But he told his dad, like, he wants to have this hard conversation. He's like, I don't want to make the same mistakes. And I don't think what you did was right. And do you think what you did was right? You have a daughter. Would you want your daughter to be treated the way you treated my mother?
Yeah.
And he had to be like, well, no, I don't. I'm not saying what I did was right, but you're not a perfect person either. And you could tell that hurt Matt. And you could see the tears forming in Matt's eyes the whole conversation.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, it did seem like there was some resolve.
Yeah. And he said, and he, his dad was like saying how his mom left him. And he's like, I'm proud of her. For,
yeah,
you know,
Matt said
standing,
that.
Yeah, Matt said, I'm proud of her, like, for standing up for herself. And
he's grateful that she did.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, it raised a stronger person.
Yeah.
Because that is not an easy conversation to have, especially with a parent. And you were saying, while it was playing, like, if that happened to you, you don't know if you'd be so forgiving, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, if people aren't going to put an effort into your life, sure, people can change. Maybe I would, but the way I am now, I've been cutting people out who just, you know.
Don't serve you.
Yeah.
But, like, you know. If you
didn't, you know, who's to say it will never happen again? But for the time being, I'm perfectly happy not talking to those people.
And you have to respect that boundary. I think that's good.
Yeah. Carly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michelle.
Yes, our sweet Michelle.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Have a spa day. I would be stoked to hear that.
I was so excited for her until I saw what it contained.
Yeah.
I mean, the oatmeal foot bath, that seemed fine.
Yeah.
It seemed nice and relaxing.
Yeah.
The milk bath.
Massage, though? Foot massage?
Odd, for sure. But maybe there are, like, rocks at the bottom of it. They could
maybe
rub their feet
around. Someone else rubbing your feet, though.
That's true. That's true. This is where I drew the line. Butter? Applying butter? Sticks of butter. And you could tell it was sticks of butter because you could see the paper imprints on the butter.
And she said it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I was stunned because, well, that's gross.
Yeah.
I have, like, sensitive skin. I already have, like, acne issues. And seeing it on their backs and stuff, all I could think about is, boy, oh boy, my back knee's about to get serious. Again.
I mean, I'm just thinking about when I eat greasy food, I feel all the oil secreting from my pores in my face.
Same.
Like, it's I feel like, it around my nose
and
on my
like
forehead.
I will, like, wash my face and I still feel like it's on my face.
Yeah.
And
especially if it's not a hair washing night. If that grease, if you're around it at all and it gets in your hair, that's the end. Yeah. Your hair smells like fried chicken. Like, it's gonna come back down into your face when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
And they just did that willingly.
Yeah. The milk bath wouldn't be bad.
No.
It's just the butter because I just have really sensitive skin. I don't like to put anything on it, really.
Anything that would clog your pores intentionally.
Yes. I don't even like people touching my face. Well, I mean, who does? But
right. No, I get it. But after that portion of their date... He
laying on the floor.
Yeah. And they were talking about last week meeting her parents. He told her that her parents made him feel the most comfortable.
Aww.
That is, good. Like, major points. If I was her, I'd be like, okay, this is over.
Yeah. And I can believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I saw that.
They were super nice. They clearly had a really strong connection with her. And they respected her decision, but it wasn't in the way of, like, being dismissive at all. Both of her parents seemed very open to, like, talk to Matt and get to know him. It was just cool. They were cool people.
Yep.
So going into the evening portion now.
She just kind of says, like, you can tell me anything. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be closer with you or whatever she says.
And I mean, that's how she opens the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he talks about his family and relationships and his conversation with his dad that mm-hmm. he had earlier.
I mean, she was really supportive about it, too. Because he told her it was a hard conversation.
It's hard.
It is hard. It is really hard. Especially if you have, like, this stereotype or some sort of stigma associated with it. Trying to break away from it and still remain respectful to your family, because he said to his dad, like, I want to still have a relationship with you. I just don't want to be anything like you. Like, that's difficult.
Yeah. I think every kid should want to be different and independent from who their parents are.
Yep. Yeah. So. Even if you have great parents, like, nobody is a perfect
and not
person.
Be like your parents.
Right. And because nobody's a perfect person, you could just be like, well, they were great in all these ways, but I'd just like to improve.
Yeah.
progress.
Are you, you know, you have different interests and focuses and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah. But it just proves Michelle is amazing and wonderful to start this conversation off that basically is telling him, like, this is a safe space. I want you to be transparent with me because I'm going to be transparent with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that during their overnight portion, which we see they do go to, she accepts. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's going to talk about that thing that her dad brought up to her that they didn't, like, give any detail on. It's yeah, like, yeah, oh, what happened, happened two years ago? And that's it. It was shut down.
Yeah. And then while they were, like, making out on the beds, it shows clips of Rachel saying she's in love with Matt
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff.
And her heart is exploding. And honestly, Steph, when I saw that, I'm like, is she going to try and knock on the door to this overnight date? Is she going to be allowed to do that? I was kind of scared.
She might be allowed. I don't know, because producers, I don't know if they would love that. But if I was him, that would be a total turnoff.
Oh, absolutely. That's crossing a line.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Wait, I honestly wouldn't even open the door.
No.
I'd just be like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, no. Because once you close that door, your mic is off. You owe them yeah. nothing.
Yep.
We see Michelle walking into the living room area, I guess. Just so weird to me. Like, you have separate rooms, but I guess...
They make them stay out there, Carly.
I know. But it's just like, this isn't normal. This isn't how your system usually works.
Yeah.
Like, if anything needs a change, which we know ABC needs changes... I just feel like that's not where you should prioritize it. That's all.
Yeah. The other girls were not doing well.
It was honestly very annoying to, like, have to see Michelle almost console Rachel. Rachel's like, yeah, this really sucks. And she's, like, crying. And I mean, what? What do you want Michelle to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, how about just say, I'm glad you had a good time. I can't wait for my time. And don't say anything else.
Or like, nothing at all.
Don't.
Don't say anything.
I'm sure that it's not easy to see.
Yeah, it would be the hardest thing ever, honestly.
Yeah. But come on. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's that hard to be happy for someone else and still want your own thing. Like, I think Brie did that really well. She was just like, it kind of sucks, but she kept it all inside. She's like, I'm just going to go get ready for my time with him. Bye.
Yep, and she looked really cute. They went hiking.
She is the most beautiful person I think I've ever seen. I'm obsessed really pretty. With her.
And she's the most fashionable one here.
Yes.
Definitely.
I mean, oh my gosh. Okay. This is how I know that it's not just a me problem. Because she was talking about all her insecurities. Like, she doesn't know if Matt likes her because she got the third rose. And she was like, I mean, I think our connection's really good. But obviously, something must be off because of that. I know that if someone that beautiful can have insecurities, my insecurities are completely normal. And it's a societal thing.
It is.
It's not me.
Especially since, Carly, you're the most beautiful woman on the planet.
No. But it does just prove anyone can have insecurities. Let's talk about the location. Because from the start, I was like, are they really going to make her walk this far? Why is she in the middle of the woods? I would feel like I was about to be murdered. If the producers were like, follow this long trail.
They literally...
You'll find Matt at the end.
Yeah. Well, luckily, they were walking together. Oh, yeah, at the beginning, she was walking by herself.
Yes, and it looked like she was walking a long time before they showed Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And then... Their date, they were just, like, hiking, and then they pitched a tent, and if I was her, I would be freaking out.
Oh,
like,
she was.
Yeah, she was. Be like, oh my god, my fantasy suite is in a tent. Not even, like, an air mattress or a cot.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a sleeping bag. I would have been like...
And it was a small tent.
Yeah, I would be like, let's just go back to my hotel room. Like,
yeah.
Or your place. Like, this is a no. Mm-hmm. But luckily, they did not have to stay there. They were both relieved. They were both relieved.
Yeah, you could see it. Like, I thought he was joking at first. It seems like he's serious. And then the next scene was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm not an outdoorsy person and all my dates have been outside.
I know, seriously. But they look like they're having fun. Kissing, cuddling, sitting by the fire. Yeah, and then they have a lovely dinner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely love this dress. Love the color. Yes,
she looks great.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. But basically throughout their dinner, Matt opened up again about the conversation that he had with his dad and how he wants his dad in his life. And Bree was able to relate to that. She's like, my dad has kind of been around, but I don't know him like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like moving forward, I would like to have somewhat of a relationship with him, like when I'm married and have kids and all that stuff. So I thought it was really nice that they were able to relate to that. And it's something that happened on their first one-on-one, I think. Or was it their first group date alone time portion? I don't remember. But basically, pretty early on, she opened up about her similar experience with her dad. And
yeah. I think it was her first one-on-one. She got the first one-on-one.
The very first one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
No, Sarah got the first.
Well, she got one of the early ones.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Anyways, I mean, I like that a lot. He seems to like that. They seem very comfortable around each other. And she said he reassured her. Like, she's expressing her feelings towards him and he's not saying anything. I'm kind of nervous about that. If I'm hearing I love you and the response is thank you, I would want to leave personally.
Yeah, and say, you know what?
I've seen that so slipped. Many contestants break the rules, okay?
Yeah, seriously. I'd be like, you know what? That slipped out of my mouth. That was an accident. You know when that happens when you're on the phone mm-hmm. and you accidentally say love you. So the suite they stayed in was like a cute, cozy, comfy cabin.
It was so cozy.
Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to go and cuddle there.
Romantic.
With Greg like, all night.
Oh, my yeah. goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, very, very, very nice. Great mood setter. Like, yes. The ambiance.
Love the vibes.
The energy. You could just feel it through the TV.
Yeah.
But you know what else you could feel through the TV?
What?
The fact that she keeps saying, I love you to him.
I'm going to miss you.
Goes in for a kiss. I'm going to miss you. He just goes in for a kiss. Like, he's not giving her anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried for her.
I am too. At least with Michelle, he said thank you. I mean, I don't love thank you.
Yeah.
But if somebody after I said that was just like leaning in to avoid any conversation, I'd be like, okay, send me home. Mm-hmm. You're not into this? Send me home.
Yeah. And we just need a round of applause for her pajamas.
Yeah. I could never.
Literally.
I imagine my boob coming out of the armpit hole.
I mean, yeah. I have the same issue. When I saw previews for this, when they're making out and she's wearing that blue, apparently nightgown, I literally thought it was after their date when they go up and that was her nighttime wear. Yeah. I would wear that out in public and think I looked fabulous.
For sure. I mean, I have a formal dress that.
Like, I'm going to the Grammys.
Yeah.
This is my dress. My gown. Mm-hmm. Not a nightgown. My going out gown, but
mm-hmm.
No, those are just her pajamas, and I mean, good for her.
She's absolutely the most fashionable.
I know. I think, yeah, she's super fashionable, and I love her.
I'm so worried for her.
Yeah.
But she says goodbye. He doesn't even, like, call her name again to get her to turn around like he did
Michelle.
Exactly. And she has to walk into the group of women. Well, it's not a group anymore. It's just Rachel and Michelle. That they both are, like, miserable. Yeah. Rachel, obviously, more than Michelle. Michelle's just kind of, like, chilling.
Yeah, Rachel's, like, crying and whatever, which I understand, honestly, but...
I wrote down something she said. Oh, no, I didn't write it down. I just said, she's acting like she's not going to get her time in my notes. But she basically said something like, it's just really hard knowing he's spending so much time with you guys and, like, I'm just here. And I complained because she knows that she is also going to get a date.
Yeah, uninterrupted. That's the whole point.
It's really annoying, and I know this happens every single season, and there are people from Bachelor Nation who defend it. Like, you don't know what your feelings are going to be like until you're actually there, but I'm sorry, you signed up for this.
So, Rachel has her date. They do ceramics, which seems fun.
It does seem really fun.
And he was good at it. She was not doing good, apparently.
I mean, he has beautiful hands. We've talked about it before.
Big hands, yeah.
Big hands. And in this episode, you saw just how steady they were. Because her hands were flying all over the place on that pottery wheel. But his were, like, very steady. He was in control.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So she expressed her concerns to him.
Well, I mean, first she just complained. Okay. Like, oh, why are you doing so much better than me? Oh, well, is this even fun? And then she's like, we need to talk.
Yeah. I mean, I know what it's like when something's bothering you. You kind of just gotta talk.
But why not do it first?
I don't know why they didn't, but they did. And she's worried about, she's like, she needs to know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a confrontational person. So I also understand wanting to know and getting that, like, need out, but same. I would have to do it immediately or I couldn't have fun.
Same.
And it's clear she wasn't having fun.
I know, but I mean, whatever. Yeah. They ended up having fun, making out, getting
disgustingly dirty,
clay all over. I would be sad because I know if I was going on The Bachelor, I'd buy a whole new wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Everything would be like brand new. I'd be like, oh my god, seriously? Not all over my new jeans?
Like, this better come out of my pants.
It was all over his face, like, literally. It was before they hair. Even were making out, like, he just looked over and it's, like, splattered on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he picks her up and whisks her off.
Yeah, and he has a way of doing that.
I know. I mean, I was like, okay.
Strong back, I guess. I could never. You would hear me going, like, getting a hernia or throwing something out in my back.
Yes, and I mean, Greg tries to not make noise when he picks
me up. I mean, Jamie basically holds his breath, because I'm so insecure about it that if he makes any sort of noise, I'm like, put me down now.
Yeah, I don't know if Greg could carry me like that. I'll have to test him later. Mm. And then he just swings his big long legs over the pottery wheel. And
yep.
Anyway, that was pretty attractive, and then they're just on their way out.
I mean, she was impressed, I was impressed, you were impressed.
We were all impressed.
I mean, America's watching, and we are impressed, Matt.
Yep. Yeah, he whisks her away, and off to dinner they go.
Yeah, and he's had the same conversation with all three of the women, talking about the conversation he had with his dad.
Yep.
Honestly, I didn't get much from that conversation other than he used the word love and their future. So, as we said, he hasn't mentioned love with anybody else.
Yeah.
But the fact that he mentioned it, talking about a potential future between them two, I mean, it's something we've been saying. It's kind of clear. He is just confirming what we already know.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. I have to say,
yeah,
their fantasy suite was the worst out of all of them. Not the date, because the pottery seems fun, but, like, the
actual room.
The room.
Or place.
Yeah, I'm like, the other ones were better.
You know what their place reminded me of?
But they had fireworks.
That's true. It reminds me of, like, a very sterile Airbnb. Like, oh, this is kind of nice. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's nice, but there's no character. It's right. Farmhouse.
It doesn't feel cozy. Like, Breeze felt so cozy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a lighting thing. I don't know.
Definitely. There's lighting just... is everything, Carly.
You're right. You're right. Theirs just felt cold.
I wouldn't walk into that place and be like, this is sexy. This is, like, inviting.
Breeze
I'm going
was
to spill
like,
my heart and guts out.
Yeah. You know? Breeze, literally, I'm like, that's Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. That's a romantic trip away. I want to go spend time there with my lover and have a really romantic, steamy weekend.
Yep.
But anyway, I just really loved it. I really want to go stay there. That's why I can't stop talking about it.
At Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze, yeah. I mean. Yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh.
No, I'm with you.
I wish it was cuddling there. But yeah.
What else came from it? I mean, she was talking about how she loved the way he was reacting and how he said he hated seeing her after the parachute thing. Not parachute. Yeah.
Skydiving.
After her harsh landing and stuff. Mm-hmm. She's like, I love that he's talking to me about that. I would be like, I never want to relive that, please.
I'd be embarrassed.
Stop saying it. And she said she would relive last week, almost dying, this week, feeling so stressed.
But yeah, so they had a good time, and it seems to be going really well for Rachel and Matt.
Yeah, they had fireworks, like you said. That's just them.
Mm-hmm. Carly. That time I have been dreading mm-hmm. happened tonight.
I'm not sure I can talk about it. I'm not stable enough.
And Bree, yes, Bree went home. Now, after watching her fantasy suite date, we knew it was coming because he was talking negatively, not like about her or anything, but saying like, it's going to be so hard to send someone home after this week. But he didn't say that after Michelle or Rachel's date. Mm-hmm. So kind of knew it was coming. But that, it sucks. I really like her.
Me too. I don't even know what to say.
From what I know about her. But
it's hurtful. I am hurt on her behalf. Yeah, we saw it coming. And it's not like I don't think Michelle is deserving of the rose or, you know, even Rachel. If he likes Rachel and he likes Michelle, that's great. Whatever. I just liked Brie. Me, personally, just liked her
me
so
too.
Much.
Me too. I'm going off of who would I want to be friends with most?
Right.
And I would want to be friends with Michelle as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it just seemed like she was easy to talk to. She's easy to have a conversation with. She was willing to get into the thick of it really early on. Like, she was checking all the boxes. So I don't understand why she didn't go further. I don't like that she didn't go further.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. So there you go.
Yeah. And, I mean, can we talk about her dress? Every single thing that she puts on. Even her nightie, like you
literally said.
She's just putting on a fashion show. She's making a statement, and she's looking great doing it.
Yeah. I would say she's the most fashionable, mm-hmm. for sure.
I think we said that, like, 4 times throughout this episode.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
It is. And she deserves the credit.
Because one of my favorite parts about watching The Bachelor is seeing all the girls' outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to see someone who has outfits I actually like.
Yeah, same.
It's so rare. So.
You know what I have to say? I mean, obviously, Michelle and Rachel both got roses. Michelle got the rose first. I was surprised
by
that.
Me too.
But what I will say about Bree and Matt's conversation when he walked her out, she is not afraid to tell him, even though she's crying. She's like, I did give up a lot to be here. And I'm not necessarily saying I'm upset with you. I don't know what it is. I'm sad. I'm disappointed. But I really like that she wasn't, like, putting the blame on his shoulders. Like, this is just part of the process. And I think it sucks, because it does. But it's just one more thing I like about her. Mature. Smart.
To
kind,
me,
thoughtful.
That was her saying, I want to be Bachelorette. Which is fine. That's perfectly fine to want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I... Okay. Viewed it as.
I mean, I guess I could see that. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a negative person and I don't see people being mature and, you know, not upset unless it's for their own selfish reasons.
I mean, you could do both. I think she did have feelings for him.
And she's probably like, I'm on TV, I'm gonna be chill because I'm on TV.
I also think she anticipated this. Yeah. Before he started saying the names, like calling the names, she just looked so uneasy, which is not like her. As we said, she's like chill and really easy to talk to and just seems like a cool person. But in that moment, she was just like, this isn't going to be me. It's not going to end well.
And that sucks to know. And then you just have to like wait for it. It's just like, nah. But yeah. So looking forward to the finale.
Mm-hmm. We see meet the parents, meet his parents and his brother. Well, actually, it's just his mom and his brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it looks like Michelle and his mom have a decent conversation, but something's wrong because Matt is bawling. So maybe.
And says, I don't know if I can do it.
Mama doesn't like Rachel.
Maybe.
Okay, this always happens, Stephanie. We know this always happens.
They always don't like the one that the person wants to pick.
Exactly. And that'll be the last one. So Michelle will go first, Rachel will go last. And his mom is going to be like, no bullshit. She's just going to be like, Michelle was amazing. She was wonderful. She was mature. She has a good head on her shoulders. Like, I could see you with her.
Yeah.
And Matt's going to be like, well, I'm leaning towards Rachel.
Well, whatever. You're going to date people. You're going to break up. Whatever happens, happens. Not every relationship is forever.
Nope.
So there you go.
Good episode.
Yeah.
I guess we will talk next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.